this river all my life. I ain't no freshly fallen log. And on this river, well, I've seen some big sights. I've been shut down in some bars. I'm just an old piece of driftwood floating down.
He's floating down.
I might just stop around your town.
He might just stop around our town.
If I could just bob around these big barges in between, well, I might just make it down New Orleans. I hope I make it down New Orleans. This old body, well, it's been sanded smooth by all the grit I've been in. This old body, well, it's been through the mill. It's been through the damn. I'm just an old piece of driftwood and I'm floating down.
He's floating down.
I might just stop around your town.
He might just stop around our town.
If I can just bob around these big barges in between, well, I might just make it down New Orleans. Well, I hope I make it down to New Orleans. In my time, well, I've swum with some big fish. Some of them tried to take me for food. That's how I got all these little scars, dents and cracks and grooves that make me cool. I'm just an old piece of driftwood and I'm floating down.
He's floating down.
I might just stop around your town.
He might just stop around our town.
If I could just bob around these big barges in between, well, I might just make it down to New Orleans. I hope I make it down to New Orleans. Busy beaver once tried to put me on a shelf and cover me up with a varnish and a stain. And I just could not stay. I had to break away, get back in that sweet river flow again. I'm just an old piece of driftwood and floating down.
He's floating down.
I might just stop around your town.
He might just stop around our town.
If I could just bob around these big barges in between, well, I might just make it down to New Orleans. Well, I hope I make it down to New Orleans. Hope I make it down. 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 I hope I make it down.
Fenders and Youngberg performing live in Iowa Public Radio Studios in Cedar Falls. Actually, as you're hearing this, it's not live. It was recorded a few weeks before at the end of June. But we're glad to have you here, folks. Now that, Mr. Mike Fenders, that was clearly a Mississippi River song.
That was clearly a Mississippi River song, Karen. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having us here. And Phil in the studio there, we really, really appreciate getting a chance to come touch base with the KUNI folks.
All right. And, Fenders and Youngberg is a Colorado-based band, but you yourself, Mike, are from Iowa.
I am indeed. And I moved to Colorado in 08, and I started playing with these guys. And we've tried to come back. We haven't made it every summer, but we've tried to make it through pretty regularly if we can. And, yeah, I brought a whole bunch of Iowa songs out there to Colorado, and And I've since written some more Colorado-ish kind of songs, and we'll do some of those too. But yeah, that one we just did, Driftwood, that's definitely about the Mississippi River and some of the characters that that I've met there up on the river, one in particular. But
all right. So what's new in Colorado? You've got a new CD out.
We've got a new CD out. Well, Colorado's great. We've been playing around quite a bit. Like I said, we got a new CD, so we tried to fill the summer as much as we can with as many shows, and we just toured down through Pueblo and Albuquerque and the Four Corners area, and then we came back and played a few shows right there in the Front Range where we're all from, the Boulder Fort Collins area now, and then we just had like a week off, and we hit it, and we played through Eastern Colorado and Nebraska, and landed here in Iowa, and we've got a handful of shows here this week, and it's great to be back.
And as I said, when this gets broadcast, those shows will be over already. But if you want to find out what these guys are doing, you can find them on the internet at findersandyoungberg.com, logically enough. Before we go to more music, why don't we just have the band introduce themselves here?
I don't know all their names sometimes. No.
We've got one Finders and two Youngbergs in the band, and we've got a couple
That's right.
Other
and
folks.
Yeah, and Karen, actually, we're kind of christening our nickname has moved into more of our main name. We've been called the FY5 as kind of our nickname for a while, just because Finders and Youngberg has always kind of sounded like an accounting firm or something like that. So we still go by Finders and Youngberg, but FY5 is what title of our new album, the band that released our new album is called FY5.
Okay. So. All right.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and introduce him. That on the banjo and coming up here on the pedal steel is my good friend Double A Ron Youngberg, Aaron Youngberg, and he's from Lincoln, Nebraska originally, and so we traveled through Nebraska and got to see all his people there as well. And this is our good friend Rich Zimmerman on mandolin, and he's from Louisville, Colorado, and his mom came out to our Eastern Colorado show just a couple nights ago. So we're getting to see everybody's moms on this trip, which is really kind of great. E on the bass, this is our friend Erin Youngberg on the bass and vocals, and she brought her mom on the trip, and so she's on the road with us. And this is our friend Ryan Dricky on the fiddle, and Ryan splits time between the Front Range and New York City, and the five of us have been together about 6 years now.
Okay.
And then I'm Mike Finders, and I play guitar.
Same. And the band is FY5.
Yeah.
Which, now, Finders and Youngberg might sound like an accounting firm. FY5 makes me think that it's a fiscal year that was 10 years ago.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I guess you can't win.
Sure.
No. Oh, man. Back to the drawing board.
Well, Karen, we're going to do the title track off of that new CD that we're talking about. It's called Eat the Moon, and we're really excited about that. It's all original material, and this next one's written by Mr. Mike Finders. It's called She Wants to Eat the Moon. She wants to eat the moon and the stars and the clouds too. She wants to eat the moon, it's gone too soon. Wants to stand in that thunder, hear the rumble and go get under. She'll come in all soaking wet with the rain in her hair. The moon waxes and it wanes. She knows all that stuff. She stares out each night, but it's never enough. She walks. Eating to do when her longing leaves her blue. And baby, when she gets down, she'll be beautiful and round. She'll know now she's found something that will leave her full. She wants to stand in my shoes and my jeans and my old bald head too. And she wants to walk in my skin, know the outside within. Moon waxes and it wanes, she knows all that stuff. She stands out each night, but it's never enough.
Cared for alcohol, sometimes drank to just fit in, and he'd get to feeling small with his disguise wearing thin. They always thought he'd find a girl to love him in his skin. Well, Lord, he wanted love that was strong, just like in the songs. He didn't know he'd been lonely too long.
She counted one by one her old girls had married on. She wondered what she'd done to miss her moment in the sun. Got good at finding.
That first date, he wanted to do it all just right. He wouldn't let this one get away, at least not without a fight. Changed his hair and he changed his tune. Yes, he changed him every night. Well, the Lord wanted love that was strong, just like in the songs. He didn't know he'd been lonely too long.
He wasn't all that cute, but he sure was awful nice. And she knew it to be true, but second chances don't come twice. So she talks her heart into dialing down every night.
skies that keeps a smile upon his face. You can see it in his eyes. He feels somehow out of place. These nights they settle down, bittersweet embrace. Well, Lord, and one in love now was strong, just like in the song.
So here's a song off our new album called You Better Watch Out for the Blues. Blues has all
better watch out for the blues. Turn your lamp way down low and stay there in your darkened room. Try to block out all the voices, and still you can get the blues. And the blues don't let nothing in its way. Watch out for the blues has all you don't. Well, you better watch out for the blues.
That's Fenders and Youngberg, also known as FY5, and they are performing live in Iowa Public Radio's studios. I'm Karen Impola, and the band consists of Mike Fenders on guitar, Aaron with an E, Youngberg on bass, and her husband Aaron Youngberg with an A on pedal steel there. He's also playing some banjo. Rich Zimmerman on mandolin and Ryan Dricky on the fiddle. And they are based in Colorado, although Mike Fenders is an Iowan by birth and upbringing. Is that
right?
That's right.
All right.
I
can't escape it.
Well, it's nice to have you back in the state.
Thanks so much,
Mike.
Karen
was living and gigging in Iowa for a long time before moving out to Colorado. Do you find the audiences are different in the different places?
Of course. I think that Coloradoans are, there's a more youthful population in Colorado than in Iowa. But fans of folk and bluegrass music are typically from an older demographic too, especially the ones that go out to shows and purchase product and stuff like that. So that's pretty consistent whether you're in Iowa or Colorado, that it's usually an older demographic that goes for more non-commercial kinds of music. I think that's one thing that's consistent about both settings. But okay. Colorado is it's such an agreeable climate too most of the time, and of course gorgeous scenery, that the bluegrass festivals just sit really well there. And we play a handful of bluegrass festivals every summer, and there's a lot in Colorado, and so there's a lot of gigs for a band like us in Colorado, and I think that audiences are audiences too, and it's on us to make some kind of connection, and if you get a group of people in front of you, and I think we try to do as good a job as we can, and be as honest as we can, and then that paid, people are people, so. Yeah. I think that it's kind of similar that way.
So you're on a road trip now as we're recording this, but do you mostly play in the state, or do you spend a lot of time out on the road in your average year?
Well, I think all of us try to keep our lives, balanced and in check, and keep our relationships in check and that kind of stuff. So we don't really hit the road all the time. We do keep a fair amount of road work going, through the spring and summer and fall. So then, like I said, there's a lot of gigs in Colorado, but we go down to New Mexico, and we go up through Wyoming and Montana and even Oregon and Washington. We're adding on a tour this summer, and then we come back through Nebraska and Iowa, and we play Missouri or Illinois every once in a while. But mostly just those kind of middle western states is all we can afford to get to and back and. Uh-huh. Keep our lives running and all that. But I think that, we'll probably be in California before a year or two and touring through there. And And then we still go to, you know, conventions like the folk convention and the bluegrass convention, and those are in, you know, cities like Nashville or Raleigh. And so we do make it over to those things too. But like I said, there's a lot of gigs in Colorado, and we try to do those too. So, but we are pushing ourselves as far as we can go and stay sane and healthy and everything.
Yes, yes. Are various band members involved in any side projects at the moment?
No, not really.
All right. I mean, I think
the band is the main focus.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, you want to talk about what you're working on?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
This is Mr. Ryan Dricky stepping up to the microphone.
Yeah, I play the fiddle in some different projects. I'm really into Scandinavian fiddle music and spent a year over in Sweden, actually. So I have a band with some Swedish musicians and sometimes play over in Sweden and on the East Coast. Yeah, exactly. It's hard to rehearse over Skype, but try to make it happen. No. The fiddler's name is Anna Lindblad, and there's some stuff available online there. And I also play with a banjo player named Jake Sheps and his project, which is sort of contemporary classical music written for bluegrass string band. So it's a pretty interesting project.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's hear some more songs.
Okay. Thanks, Karen. We're going to do a song off this new project that our bass player wrote, and she's going to sing it for you. This is called The Days Wide Open.
Sun comes peeking through and the day's begun. Without a map, a clock, or guide, I set out with eyes open wide. Where we go, we cannot know. Invent the minutes as we go. The day is yours to take or leave. Forgetting time will set you free.
Days wide open.
Well, thank you, radio applauders. We're going to do an instrumental for you now. We don't typically do a lot of instrumentals, even though they're a pretty big part of folk and bluegrass traditions. But this is the very first pure instrumental that we recorded, and it was written by our handsome mandolin player. I know you can't really tell out there in radio land, but he's a really good-looking guy, and he wrote this tune. It's kind of a kind of a melancholy instrumental, and this is called The Old Dog Waltz. So here's one that is a new one for us, and it's a song about the massive rains that were coming down on the Front Range in Colorado in August and September of 2013. It ended up resulting in some earthen dams and reservoirs bursting up in top of the mountain in Estes Park, and all that water come crashing down it. Washed out through Lyons, Colorado, which is the home of a lot of folk and bluegrass musicians, and turned that community upside down. Still, even today, there's a lot of stuff they're fixing. So, a lot of our friends and peers were involved in that, and we heard a lot of firsthand accounts. And I tried to boil them down into this next song. And that river that came flooding down through there was called the Saint Vrain, and that's what this song is called too.
Thank you. town since August, and it's not stopped for a day. Rain is falling, rain is falling. But Rockin' Dam is holding, holding all it can. Leaks are springing at the base of old earthen dams. Leaks are springing, but Button Rock is holding. Rain is falling. In quiet mountain village, lion sleeps tonight. It's nestled in the canyon, and the rain is falling lightly right into the river. Crashing down the mountain, better sound bell. I've been rolling since up from Estes, and I'm mad as hell. I've been swirling and turning, I'm overburdened from a month of long steady rain. Well, grab what you can, head for dry land, become the old same brain. The river pulls and tears the rocks that are holding underneath, underneath the bridges, underneath the roads, over the banks, over the dam. Here I come crashing. Up from Estes, and I'm mad as hell. I've been swirling and turning, overburdened from among the lower steady rain. Well, grab what you can, head for dry land, become the old same
That's Finders and Youngberg, the Finders and Youngberg Band, also known as FY5, and they're performing in Iowa Public Radio's studios. I'm Karen Impolo. We'll hear one more song from the band. Let me just mention again, you can find them online at findersandyoungberg.com. Did you try to get the domain FY5? Do you have that one also or no?
We do. We have FY5
Band. FY5band.com. All right. That's perhaps a little easier to remember and spell. And their latest album's called Eat the Moon. And the band is Former Iowan Mike Finders on guitar and on most of the songwriting, although not all of the songwriting. Aaron Youngberg on bass, Aaron Youngberg on banjo. It's Aaron with an E on bass, Aaron with an A on banjo and pedal steel. Rich Zimmerman on mandolin and Ryan Dricky on fiddle. Thanks a lot for being here. That last song was making me think, you know, you, Mike, you've probably been through some floods in Iowa here, but it's a whole different thing where you have height and narrow valleys and stuff involved.
And velocity and massive gallons coming all at once. It was a different thing than the slow kind of creepy, risey basements filling up Iowa. Typical floods, flood,
right,
yeah. And like I said, none of us live in Lyons, and the folks in Lyons, like, as I understand it, there was one night that things came loose up top, and a huge amount came down. And a lot of our good friends were there. You know, lost most things they owned. So it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And it affected all of us on the Front Range. That, you know, the gigs dried up until they can get the roads fixed and the schools shut down. It was a big event. And like I said, folks are still scrambling
to get recovering. Stuff
back together. Yeah.
Yeah.
And being rescued from helicopters and things like that. Because, the road washed out up the canyon. So people couldn't get out.
Right.
Taking helicopters is pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the river rerouted itself. They had to put it back.
Can't mess with Mother Nature sometimes, So let's hear one more song. What shall we hear?
All right, we're going to close out with a song Mike Finders wrote about his mama. And a lot of the band's going to actually go sample what this song's about here this afternoon. We're going to have a big old cookout and have some of his mama's cooking. So this one's called My Mama's Cooking. Thanks so much for having us.
I was an easy rider till I hit that hard, hard road. Started out light and breezy, but I since piled on a heavy load. Well, I wandered lost and lonely, but now my pace is slow down. How? Well, look, my mama's cooking, seem mighty good about right now. I was a young punk, full spunk when I walked out mama's door. I had a big, big plan, then I took a stand. I said I'm never coming home no more. Now the day's come, and I am done of being puffed up and proud. Good Lord, my mama's cooking seems a mighty good bout right now. I remember all the good food she laid before me, with never a word of thanks for what she done. And to this day I cannot say what made me pack up my clothes and run. Say what made me pack up my clothes and run. Well, it seems like hunger and heartbreak, they are everywhere I go. And though the bacon I was making for a while was good, now most of what I eat is crow. And you don't have to get closer to hear my stomach rumbling loud. Good Lord, my mama's cooking seemed mighty good about right. Lord, my mama's cooking seemed mighty good about right.